JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
It's why we can't afford anything. It's why we're not spending. Am I right?
Yeah, well, no, we're not spending at all. Second quarter retail sales data released yesterday, not pretty. They are fundamentally weak. I don't think there's any other way of presenting this. Look, I mean, my view, Mike, is that the economy is showing signs of deteriorating. That's going to play out over the next sort of 6 to 9 months. Now, looking at the data released yesterday, retail trade volumes, Mike, not values, this is volumes, they fell 1%. Now, that's a much larger fall than expected, and sort of add to that flavour, the first quarter numbers were also revised lower, so annual volumes are now down 3.5%. Now, Mike, leading into the end of June, you had a flurry of new car sales. That was all trying to sort of beat the change in the clean car discount rebate, which were reduced after the end of June. So I think it's instructive to look at ex-auto numbers, so take that surge out of it. They were worse. The quarterly number was down 1.8%. Annual ex-auto outcome was down 5.1%. Now, several factors might you have to consider when you're sort of considering this data, digesting it and interpreting it. Annual population growth was 2.1%, so more people. That is a tailwind for retail sales. Wages, they were up sort of 6-7%. That meant that sort of workers had more money to spend. That is also a tailwind for retail sales. Tourism has recovered, so you got more visitors as well. Guess what that is, Mike? That is another tailwind for retail sales. So despite all that, retail sales are basically in a retail recession. So it all begs the question as to what is the real sort of underlying momentum, given that you had a number of reasonably material tailwinds. Now, optimists out there are saying that those factors are ongoing. They'll be supportive of the retail sector going forward, but we've had them for a while, I think, and the numbers are still falling. Interest rate rises are obviously having an impact here, and unfortunately, there's more of that to come. Regionally, did note sort of strong bounce in retail sales in Gisborne and Hawke's Bay, so spending activity up there as people sort of repair and replace. Quite interesting, Mike, there's a growing gap between the trajectory of the volumes sold and the values. So values are actually holding up, volumes are falling. That's evidence that price increases are holding up the values, but you're just getting less for the same amount of spend. And this result, Mike, is a downside risk to second quarter GDP forecasts. Market actually reacted to this yesterday. We saw a fall in wholesale interest rates, and that we'll probably see more of that today because US longer rates have fallen overnight.
Okay, and then we've got a number of company results, some of which I'll feature later in the morning, but EBOS did well.
Yeah, so busy day for company results yesterday, Mike. We will just focus on EBOS. Two reasons. One, because it's big, $7 billion market capitalization, but also because post the result, you got a 6% rise in the EBOS share price, and you got a share price. You also got a 3.7% lift in a rebound in the A2 milk price yesterday, and that helped lift the NZX 50, which hasn't been having a great month. So EBOS recently received news that it will lose that real key contract supplying the Chemist Warehouse. Massive contract. Actually expires in June 2024, so you saw a big fall in the EBOS share price in June. The results announcement yesterday was pretty strong. Remember, they haven't lost that contract yet, but not only is it strong, it's in line with market expectations. Healthcare, the main revenue provider here, they also do have pet care revenue. It's a lot smaller, but it delivers quite a good profit margin. Overall revenue, I mean, it's pretty big, this company, $12.2 billion worth of revenue. That was up 14%. Underlying earnings, $582 million, that was up 33%. Net profit after tax up 23%. Dividends lifted 15%, so that's all good. Yep. EBOS doesn't really do forecasts, but they have said that they are still out there looking for acquisitions because that, they say, is in their DNA.
Lay some numbers on me.
Well, it's all looking very good. So you had a PMI, Purchasing Managers' Index numbers out overnight, slightly weaker. That's caused the interest rates to fall, and the U.S. share markets have reacted positively. The Dow Jones is up 0.5%, 34,462. The S&P 500 is up 1.25%, 4,441. And the NASDAQ up 1.6%, up 216 points, 13,722. The FTSE 100 was also up overnight, 0.68%, 7,320. The Nikkei up about 0.5%, just over 32,000. Shanghai Composite actually fell. They were down 1.34%, 3,078. The Aussies yesterday gained 27 points, 7,148. And as I said, the NZX 50 lifted 0.75% yesterday, 11,571. So we've had a risk-on night. Which means that the Kiwi dollar has reacted positively. So we've lifted against the US, 0.5983, 0.9237 against the Aussie, 0.5506 against the euro, back over 47p, 0.4701 pounds, 86.6 against the Japanese yen, gold $1,918, and Brent crude $83.70.
See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmywealth.co.nz.